All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Good morning. We are picking up Emes Hashem and Sivkas HaTzadik on page Yud Tes. We're actually just going to skip a little bit, just like one paragraph over to the section that begins. V'nikra Madrega Zu. So again, Rabbi Say, if you remember, so up until now we've been focusing on the Madrega, the level of what we call a Seiluch HaRav. Make for yourself a teacher. That first level of Torah, where a person essentially gives themselves over to a Rebbe, a person receives, ultimately again, Torah, but at the same time, a person also recognizes, as we saw in yesterday's shir, that Torah comes from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we move on to the next level, the next Madrega, which is called Chaver, a friend. And the Rebbe says as follows, V'nikra Madrega zu yire Hashem ish arei'ehu, v'hi Madregas Chaver. V'tam hadar, now remember again, this is what Reb Tzadik called Uknei Lecha Chaver, acquire for yourself a friend. He says, Kishem, ki kishem sheliknos chaver, hu davar shebiyat ha'adam ki mevor le'el. Now remember again, as also Reb Tzadik pointed out, these first two levels of Asei Lecha Rav and Knei Lecha Chaver, these two levels are in the power of man to control. Right? So again, same way that I have the ability to acquire for myself a friend, Kachi yiras shamayim hu davar hataloi b'koach habechira shemaser b'dei adam. So this is a really incredible piece. So too, just like acquiring a friend is my choice, because I have bechira, I have free choice, and therefore again I can utilize that free choice to acquire a friend. So too again when it comes to yiras shamayim, when it comes to a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, hu davar hataloi b'koach habechira shemaser b'dei adam. The ability to create and cultivate the spiritual identity and relationship with Hashem is something that is within our control, as the Gemara says. Umikamakom habechira ba'atzma. Now again, so this is he quotes over the Gemara Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except for your fear of heaven. So if you remember again, that beautiful Gemara teaches this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, right? You're going to be rich, you're going to be poor, you're going to be tall, you're going to be short. You're good looking or good looking challenged, right? At the end of the day, everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So, but the one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't control ultimately again is your Yiras Shamayim, is your fear of heaven, your relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. That is up to you and you alone. Only you control that. Umikol Makom, now we'll say that this is a really incredible point. It says, Umikol Makom, HaBechira Ba'atzma, Hi Be'emes Gam Kein Pula Navas B'Hashem Yisrach. So we'll say, This touches on, we'll at least get this started today, but this to me, I don't know, I saw this, looking at this yesterday, I was very taken by it. So the Rebbe says, so we often talk about this concept called Bechira, right, free choice. And when we speak about free choice, it makes it sound like we have this choice, and choice is independent of Hashem, right? So in other words, I control what I control. Tzadik says, and listen to this line, Umikol Makom, HaBechira ba'atzma gamkin bepu'ula hanovas me'Hashem Yisbarach. Bechira also comes from God, right? In other words, free choice itself is not a function or a process that operates outside of God. Even free choice, to a certain degree, is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Shahari hu zeh sheyatzer es ha'adam ba'ofer mizeh she'eba bechira. Rabbi say, why do I have free choice? Why do I have free choice? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me free choice. So, which is just, in other words, it's like when the Gemara says, HaKol bidei shayuchos mir shayim, right? Everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. Often the way we read that Gemara is like, Hashem controls everything except my Bechira. Reb Tzadik says, not so true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls my Bechira also. I know that he controls it because he created it. In other words, had he not given it to me, I would not possess it. V'im kein, gam yiras shamayim tuluya bidei shamayim. If that's the case, then it turns out that even yiras shamayim, in other words, if bechira is really controlled by God, in other words, lav dafka actively controlled day to day by God, but obviously bechira, free choice, was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it was created by Hashem, that means that Hashem decided how it's going to work. If Hashem decided how it's going to work, then one has to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain degree, controls Bechira. If Hashem controls Bechira, that means that what? that Yiras Shamayim, even my fear of heaven, right? Even my spiritual identity is not totally given over to me, but rather is what? Is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, what a theological conundrum. Right? So suddenly again, it turns the whole Gemara on its head. So we always operate with this idea that Bechira is mine and mine alone. So this is what he's talking about. Hashem created it. Hashem created the parameters of it. Hashem dictated how it works. How it works. And by the way, obviously, Bechira has its limitations, right? I can't decide, you know what, I always wanted to be 6'5". So I'm going to will myself. I'm going to will myself to 6'5". Obviously, it doesn't work. See, so the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Bechira and all its limitations, Hashem controls Bechira. And if Hashem controls Bechira, then Hashem must, to at least a certain degree, control my Yiras Shamayim, control my spiritual identity. Because my ability to create a spiritual persona is rooted in my power of Bechira. But if Hashem controls my Bechira, then at the end of the day, Hashem controls my spiritual identity. I'm going to stop over here. Good. Yeah, I'm going to stay. We're going to stop over here for today. And Yiras Hashem, I'll say, so tomorrow, Yiras Hashem, we focus on that $1 million question, which, by the way, is going to turn everything on its head. Something is going to advance a dramatically different model of Yiras Hashem. And no technical difficulties tomorrow. We'll start on time. Yiras Hashem, tomorrow morning. Shkayach, everyone. Yeah, this is like... It's also too early to have such deep theological questions like this, right? We gotta do something like softballs over here.